never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Reina Grande, an award-winning author whose memoir of growing up in Mexico and emigrating to the U.S. is called The Distance Between Us. It's this year's One Maryland, One Book selection from the Maryland Humanities Council. So, Reina Grande, no surprises here. The question we ask everybody is, what are you reading?
Well, I'm currently reading a book called Deep Down Dark by Hector Tobar, and it's about the untold stories of 33 men buried in a Chilean mine and the miracle that set them free. So 4 years ago, we remember about the miners in Chile who were trapped there for many days, 69 days. And it's a really wonderful book. I'm halfway through it. I haven't finished it yet. But it's just a beautiful book, and I hope it gets nominated for a Pulitzer because Hector Tobar did a wonderful job with this book.
And this is an author you know? He's a friend of yours?
He's a friend of mine now. I'm proud to call him a friend. I actually met Hector Tobar some years ago. He worked for the LA Times, and he reviewed my memoir, The Distance Between Us, and it was a really wonderful review. And I made it a point to become a friend of his because I was so grateful that he had taken the time to review my book. So we became friends, and I knew that he was working on this book, and he was very excited. And when it came out, I went out and got it, and I started reading it right away. And it's a wonderful read.
So he approaches this as a reporter. Do we learn about each of the individual miners and their backstories before they before?
The book begins before the event happens, and you get a glimpse of what, you know, how these men get to the mine and where they're from and the families that they leave behind. And once the collapse happens, the book is just, you just don't want to put it down. You want to find out what happened to all of them. And Hector did a really great job where you really get to see day by day, you know, what the lives were like while the men were trapped and what they were feeling. And then, you know, the hunger that they were dealing with. And you actually feel that you're trapped there with them. And it's just... I think he really takes you deep into this mind, into the darkness. And then it's a beautiful story where you get to see how these men, while they were trapped, how they all came together to support one another and to help each other survive.
Yeah, 69 days is such a long time. And even though we know the end of the story, and thankfully it ended well, they were all rescued.
Right.
It's a sign of great writing that the author can, you know, keep us interested and keep us engaged.
Right, yeah. Right.
All right. Well, it sounds like a wonderful read, and I appreciate your suggesting it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Reina Grande, her most recent book is a memoir called The Distance Between Us, which is the Maryland Humanities Council's selection as this year's One Maryland, One Book. Reina recommends Deep Down Dark, the new book about the rescue of the Chilean miners in 2010 by Hector Tobar. We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/What Are You Reading? You can hear our What Are You Reading conversations online and on the last Friday of the month during All Things Considered. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book. I can't remember when. But one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.